wrestling. The chili strong as hell. You be working out?
Does she?
Come on, you know I work out.
Every day?
She's a fitness guru.
Not every day.
I mean, she is just strong.
Yeah.
You thought you was going to handle me, but.
Nah, you almost ended up in the Boston Crab. I got on my new shirt. You better be glad I ain't having no jogging suit.
It's wrinkled on the arms now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got my shirt wrinkled up.
But you did challenge her.
Yeah.
And she got you. She got on you like a spider monkey.
Yeah, she put me because she real low to the ground.
She gets low.
She real low to the ground, so she bagged me up. You know, but that's all. Y'all give it up from TLC. The lovely, the beautiful, the sexy. Chili. Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, I want to say congratulations on the movie.
Thank you.
And I'm sitting up here, and I'm like, got emotional at the end. I teared up at the end. Mm-hmm. And that was a great movie.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I know a lot of people may have been asking you about the portrayal of the movie. How mm-hmm. much of it was true? How much of it wasn't? Because I mean, we just got to be honest that a lot of they let Pebbles kind of have it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that pretty much how things went down, or how what are the differences?
That's pretty much how everything went down. We actually softened up the character, you know. It was a lot of, again, you know,
softening up,
baby.
Yeah. It was worse than that.
I mean, we there were some things. I mean, just like it was a lot of things we left out. Not that we left out from the script part of it, because you can only put so much in. The movie is 2.5 hours, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we were saying to VH1, like, we need a miniseries,
right,
or something, so that we can really get the whole thing out. But I think that we got enough out, because at the end of the day, it was bigger than our relationship with her. It was about our relationship between, you know, just the three of us and stuff, and that's really what I wanted people to see.
Do you feel like, Chili, that the oppression that you guys were put under from Pebbles, do you think it was rooted in jealousy?
I can't speak for her on that, because I don't know her, you know, her feelings with it. But all I know is that it came across to us. It was a controlling thing, you know. But it I know for me, most times it didn't feel good. I mean, I was really, really stressed out.
Sure. Really?
During those times, you know, I really you just don't understand, like, I developed stomach issues.
Sure.
Like, it was tough for me, because, you know, I'm very outspoken, and a lot of times I had to be quiet, because again, here I am in this position to pursue my dream, and if I say too much, or if I make a move, like the scene where she says, does it bother you that I carry Chanel bags and wear diamonds on my fingers? That was very true. It happened in her office. And it happened because Tion and Lisa, and I always joke on Tion, at the time, I think I got to a place where I'm like, we need to leave her, before they did. And I mentioned it, and they told on me.
Whoa.
So they told her what I said, and she got upset, and she called me in her office, and then that's when she said that. And I swear I really like Chanel.
What did you mm-hmm. say?
I told her no. I said I like Coach. That's the only thing.
All right, baby. Not Coach girl.
I did. I said, well, I don't like Chanel. I like Coach, and I do like Chanel. But it was just, you know, just my only comeback that I could think of at the time.
What's the last real conversation you had with her? Like, when the last time you talked to her?
Probably I don't know. Right before we did the movie, because I told her we were doing the movie, because we were. To my knowledge, we were all cool. Unfortunately, you know, us telling this story, she's upset. You know what I'm saying? But it was our story to tell.
That's true.
Wow. Okay, now, Chili, I loved the movie, honey, and I talked about it the next day after it aired, too, because it was just so touching and stuff. But I have two questions. Now, do you still have that RAV4? That truck they gave you, the little RAV4?
Oh, well, no. Now, that part was not so true. Okay, the girls had Pathfinders. It was like the new version of the Pathfinders. Mm-hmm. And then I had a Honda Prelude, like the new one. Because she had asked us, you know, what cars would we buy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about it. And
did they charge off of the cars?
Yeah, because we were on tour with Hammer. So we thought that we was about to have some money. And it was like, you pay for those cars. Like, what? We didn't know. We thought it was a real present. Because when she presented the cars to us, they had these ginormous bowls on them in a parking lot. And we were so happy, but we didn't know that we
How's
paid for
How's
there
a boy on a car you got to pay for? A bowl on a car you got to pay for?
Yeah, it's not a gift.
Christmas right. before yeah. Christmas. Now, Chili, also now, I just reported a story this morning about little Miss Ashley Reed saying that she want to see you on the streets. Are you fearing for your life right now, sitting here? Because alleged that Ashley said that if she was to catch you on the streets.
That's the just, daughter of L.A.
That's
Reed.
That's L.A. Reed's daughter, Ashley.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, the only thing I can say is that, you know, I feel bad for the kids for even being on Twitter at all anyway, because I think that especially her, if she hadn't said anything, no, that type of attention would not be going towards them. I'm certainly not going to entertain it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I have nothing but love for the kids. I always have, always will, and I understand that they're them her being protective of her mother, but that's what her mom did, so it is what it is.
Mm. She don't know that you a killer and watch countless hours of wrestling. She I mean, has no
just,
idea of
yeah,
the
she
damage.
She don't want to wrestle you because we just literally just got finished wrestling in here, and Chili is like diesel strong.
You got your wham back? Your wham
yeah,
back?
Yeah, I'm straight now, but about 5 minutes ago, that's why I was letting her talk. I wasn't going to say nothing. I'm
trying to get no wonder why you so quiet.
And she halfway out of breath, but Chili, you out of breath too.
No, I'm not out of breath.
You was over there breathing hard
no.
for a second.
18 after the hour.
No, was it?
From TLC, we got Chili. You can call us 1-866-9-RICKY if you want to talk to a Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Round two.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.